Welcome, everybody. Today is a beautiful, beautiful summer solstice day in the year 2011, June 21st, 2011, the magical, magical 11 number. So first, I think we'll talk a little bit about what these important, important numbers mean as we move into 2012 and beyond, aligning with, as our reference point, more and more, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, the center, the central sun. And as we move into that alignment, we receive certain bursts or pulses of new frequencies. And our scientists usually refer to them as solar flares, but I refer to them as encoded flares, as new codes, new frequency flares, so frequency flares. So today of all day, which is the longest day of the year in terms of daylight, the most light on the planet in the northern hemisphere, the most daylight, the most light, we are indeed resetting our frequency, and we're up-leveling our frequency into the spiral frequency of the divine feminine. We're in the middle of our period of three eclipses, and today the sun enters Cancer, which is a nurturing sign, a sign of the mother, a sign of Mother Earth, a sign of the divine feminine. During this period of time, we're really looking forward to learning more and more about what it means to be on planet Earth and move into a relationship with these new frequencies, to move into a relationship with the divine feminine. And everything's different. It's as if the Titanic has hit the iceberg, or almost hit the iceberg. And so now we're turning the big ship around and we're going the other direction. We've been headed in a certain direction, a direction of individuality, of living in isolation, of power over, of not being aware of Gaia, Mother Earth, as a living being, not being aware of how to live in harmony with life itself, how to live in a way that's sacred. And now, as we move, turn the ship around and move back into the frequency of life as being sacred, it's a different way to be. It's a different reference point. And what we're grounding in, what we're becoming aware of, what we're becoming conscious now is our interface, how to live in this, with the sacred, with the divine feminine, with the mother. So with this summer solstice on June 21st, sun moving into Cancer 2011, that's what we're talking about, how to be in this new perception, how we as the observer can change the quantum field, can affect the crystalline grid of the planet, so that just us observing life, observing the way we walk upon the earth, observing how we experience different events in our life as they unfold, can actually help the collective to live in harmony. We have three major issues that we are reframing at this time on the planet. We are reframing how we can look at them through the lens of the divine feminine, through the lens of the Shakti activation, through the lens of life returning to being sacred and the ascension frequencies. The issue of how we use power, and that's being shown by the nuclear power plant meltdowns, Fukushima, and now there's some problems with, in the U.S. with a power plant in Nebraska being flooded by the Missouri River. So we're looking at how we use power, how we generate power. And after all, with today being the longest, the most sunlight, the day of the most sunlight on the planet, we can anchor in thoughts of generating power using solar energy. So we're looking at how to reframe the use, our use of power. That's being shown as needing to be revalued. The issue of war, with the Middle East being reorganized and with all the riots and the things, the uprisings we've had in the Middle East, and also the financial situation. Ron Paul now is wanting to check and make sure that we actually have the gold that we say we do in Fort Knox. So we know that these are the three areas that we are needing to reframe in life on the planet. So with 2011, we have an 11-year, and with the month of June, we have a 6. So the number 6 in the yogic numerology, the tantric numerology, the number 6 is the arc line, the halo. It's the first number of the spiritual numbers. We have soul 1, 2, 3, 4, mental bodies 5, physical bodies 6, 7, and 8. We move into the spiritual body. So in the month of June, we are looking at the arc line. The arc line, the white light, emanates from your third eye, the halo. What this signifies is the thoughts that you think, the very thoughts that you think move out from your forehead, from your third eye, and merge with the ethers, with the energy field around you. So just by purifying your thinking, just by doing your meditations, as you project out these literally beams of light about how to live in a different way, in an ascended way, in a harmony on the planet, you're affecting the field of the planet, the grid of the planet. So this is the day to reset your frequency. Solstice is a reset day. So we are intending to reset the frequency towards living in harmony, living in union, learning how to live together in peace, learning how to support each other rather than try to dominate and control each other, learning how to support Mother Earth rather than destroying Mother Earth, and learning how money can be a flow, a current. Currency can actually be a current. So one element of the Divine Feminine, as we define the energies that we're moving into, is flow. The Divine Feminine is flow. So we can think about currency, money, redefining money as a flow, a life force. So what brings life? What brings nurturing? Does it bring life or nurturing for the people at the top that have basically stolen trillions of dollars out of the U.S. and we don't know where that is? Is that a flow? That's not a flow. That's greed. So these are the issues that we're looking at. So with our arc line, with our third eye, as we project these new energies, these new frequencies, these new thought forms into the field, into the ethers, they will affect the quantum field, the morphogenic field, and together we will create a new morphogenic field. So as we project our thoughts into the field of ether, it's not empty space. Ether is actually a field of love, and we live in a field of love. So another one of the aspects of living in the Divine Feminine is experiencing that we're actually living in a field of love. And we can feel the field of love as we breathe up through our feet, through our legs, and lift up on our diaphragm, and lift our shoulders up, and roll them back, and pull our head back. So we're actually experiencing that our heart chakra, our whole being, our whole body is a field of love, and we're walking with the field of love on the planet, on the earth, in the atmosphere, and the field of love expands out into infinity. With the 11, we have the number of mastery. So as we are aware of the thoughts that we project of how to live in harmony, these higher frequency ascension thoughts, the arc line, the 6th of June, what we're learning to do is to walk in our mastery. One is the soul, 11 is walking with. So once we go through the spiritual numbers, 6, 7, 8, arc line, aura, pranic body, 9 we move into the subtle realms. We become aware of the ethers, the field of love that connects everybody with our meditation. 10 is our radiance. We begin to radiate. And 11, we move into walking with. So in 2011, we are learning how to walk with We are no longer separate. We're no longer isolated. What we do in one part of the globe affects people in the other part of the globe. And individually, we're learning to walk in mastery. We're learning to walk with the earth. We're learning to walk with others. We're learning to walk on the earth in a sacred manner. So we're aware that we're no longer just one isolated being. We are walking in our mastery. We are the 11. We are the I am, the I am. The divine feminine expands into the infinite. The divine feminine is the circle, is the spiral that takes us up and up into the higher frequencies. So any situation that comes up in your life, any situation, if you feel, I was talking with someone today who felt kind of limited and frustrated at work because there was a lady, there was a younger man coming in, and she felt concerned that maybe she wasn't good enough. Those were some thoughts that came up, or that he was competing with her and maybe she'd lose her job. So those are all very linear, old paradigm thoughts, so to speak. So whatever situation you're in, remember to reframe your thinking from I am, the mastery, the 11, the infinite, the spirit of the situation. So expand into, add the other one, add the mastery thought. I am infinite. I am value. How valuable is spirit? Can you place a value on spirit? With each breath, you're connecting with infinity. So take a breath. If you have any thoughts of limitation or any thoughts of not good enough, just keep breathing and go into your mastery thoughts, go into your arc line thoughts, and connect with the field of love and feel the love come up from the earth and exhale with the earth. And you'll get messages from Gaia, where to walk, how to be, and you'll start to experience your value. And as you experience your value and your connection as value, you'll know how to walk with, how to walk with others, how to walk in connection, how to walk in conjunction, and how to walk in co-creation. And that's the 11. That's the mastery number. When we know that we are part of this unified field, and according to the Mayan calendar, we've moved into the wave, the ninth wave, the universal wave, the wave of universal consciousness, the wave of oneness. When you know that you're riding that wave of connection, and you can feel in each situation that you feel less than or limited or frustrated, that universal connection, that exalted, ascended consciousness, is only a breath away. It's only an arc line thought away. It's only as far away as the next footstep. And you breathe and you know that consciousness and unity is becoming aware of your beautiful piece in the mandala of the universe, the mandala of life, that you are a part of life. Then when you start to re-experience your own value and you walk with each step, you feel that value, then you'll start to also enter into that field, that higher frequency, and then you are performing your mission. You are holding the field. You are a lightning rod for bringing in those frequencies, because even if the higher frequencies, the sunbursts, are coming from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, they won't be held and grounded and held on the earth unless you are vibrating at that frequency. You are the missing ingredient. You wouldn't make cake without flour and water and eggs. You know, if you had the idea of a cake but not the ingredients, you wouldn't be able to have a beautiful cake for this beautiful solstice birthday party. So you as a beautiful, high-frequency human being, you as we know, you as light, man, mean, mind, and now we've got this with the six, we've got the hue, we've got the third eye, and the man, the mind, we're getting aligned in this solstice day, aligned with the mind of light. This day is getting aligned with the mind of light and walking in mastery on the planet in the middle of these three eclipses, which signify moving into a new direction. So we've now established a new direction on planet Earth. We're moving away from power sources that don't work. We're moving away from incorrect use of our finances. We're moving away from power over, from domination, from war. We're moving into everybody having the knowledge and the possibility of learning how to co-create, how to work with these new energies, how to work with the mother to grow food, as an example. There's a whole new energy of people learning how to grow their food again, learning how to have gardens, learning how to have their own food and not eat GMO foods. There's a whole wave of just learning again, people reintroducing themselves of like, oh, I can work with the earth to grow my own food. Things as simple as that. And things as profound as mastering your own consciousness and knowing that you're part of something greater. So this is what's available to everybody now as we move out of the patriarchy, which says, look outside yourself. The direction is now into your heart. Look inside yourself for what is right to do next. Look inside yourself for where your peace of mind is. Look inside yourself to feel your value. We're moving into becoming sensory humans. We're moving into that state of feeling. We're moving into the state of, if you don't know what to do, take a moment, breathe, feel. Feel the earth. Feel your breath. And then you'll know which way to move. And you'll know which way to go. And you'll know which way to walk so that you're walking into your mastery on the planet at this time. So thank you. Now I think that we will go ahead and we'll do our meditation. And then, as I said, you can be thinking about an intention that you want to set, and we'll put that intention into the field on this very powerful solstice day.
Thank you.
Project light out your third eye, your arc line, energize your arc line, let it go. Beautiful. And if anybody would like to state an affirmation in this field, so my suggestion is to state it, I am, such as I am peace, I am love, I am flow of abundance, like that. So if you'd like to, I am valuable. So we're really claiming the finite and the infinite, and we're putting that into this beautiful solstice field. And breathe it in.
Can I state something?
Yes.
For myself?
Yes. But not
for myself.
Yes.
For myself, I am a teacher.
Beautiful. Thank you, Prem.
And for my daughter, I want to state something. I am a saint.
Beautiful. I am a teacher. I am a saint. Thank you. Beautiful. Would anybody else like to state anything for themselves or for the planet? This is a powerful field today.
Satnam, this is Sharon from Michigan.
Satnam, Sharon.
I would like to state that I am a helper of this planet Earth.
Beautiful. I am a helper of planet Earth. Thank you, Sharon. That's beautiful. I love that.
This is Seth Free, and I'd like to state that I am a healer. A healer of planet Earth.
Thank you, Tejpreet. I am a healer of planet Earth. Beautiful.
Hi, Guru Karan, this is Norma.
Hi, Norma.
I am light in this world.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. I am light in this world. Thank you, Norma.
Thanks.
I am a human.
I am a human. I am a being of light. I am of infinite value. I am an infinite being.
I am
awake. I am aligned with using renewable power sources. I am with everybody on the planet being safe and living in a state of peace.
I am a mother.
I am a mother. I am a mother to planet Earth. I am conscious and part of consciousness. I am a co-creator. I am directed and guided by higher frequencies moving through me. I am deep breathing. I am opening my heart with each breath.
I am
beautiful. Excellent.
I am connecting to my heart with each breath.
Oh, I like that. I am connecting to my heart with each breath. I am connecting to the earth and to my heart and to the heartbeat of the mother with each footstep.
Yeah, that's good.
Get it connected, grounded, crystalline frequency. I am crystalline frequency.
I am
Yeah.
I am loved and safe.
Beautiful. I am love and I am safe. Nice. Yeah. I love that. Wow.
I am overcoming all the obstacles in my life.
I am overcoming all the obstacles in my life. Thank you.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am taking a breath and asking how to move forward when I feel stuck.
I am taking a breath and asking how to move forward when
Beautiful. Beautiful. We are in the middle of these three eclipses, and they signify these three main points that we're saying affirmations about that we, as a planet, are moving forward in. Right use of power, moving into peace away from war, and right use of financial resources. So those are the three main areas that we're working with. The three main things that have been constantly brought to our attention in the news. we're being allowed, forced, asked to look at them. So we get to look at these issues. So as you just hold these affirmations in your meditations and in your frequencies and project positive thinking and positive affirmations and these higher vibrational thoughts more accurately, just around these issues, your projection will break up the denser frequencies that have held the misuse of these three resources in place on the planet. And that's the biggest thing that's happening. The light like lighting a candle in a room, and in a dark room, as they always say, the light from your arc line, from your third eye, will go into the morphogenic fields and break up the density that's held these lower frequencies in place. So on the solstice day, this is the most powerful day, and, of course, anchoring this in and continuing forward. Beautiful. Would anybody else like to share anything on this solstice day? Thoughts, feelings, inspiration, messages? I'm enjoying being with everybody today. Thank you for joining together in this co-creation. Consciousness is unity, knowing that consciousness is being aware that we are all one, and we all have a spark of spirit in us, and the oneness, experiencing the oneness of spirit as we get to express it in our own unique ways. So I feel that unity consciousness today. Thank you, everybody. So if anybody else would like to share or say anything today, that would be great.
Well, I would just like to thank you, Jill Karen, for bringing all of us together. And it's become so powerful and so life-changing, I think, for all of us. So I think that in itself is I'm just very grateful for that.
Thank you, Trish Preet. That's beautiful. I appreciate you sharing that. And I feel, too, the power of this group is the force of this group, the power, the wave. I feel the wave, the feminine wave being anchored onto the planet. Each time we speak is just very magnificent, and I know that we are really anchoring in these higher frequencies. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Would anybody else like to share any? I am great.
I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am blissful.
Thank you. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful.
I am grateful for Guru Karen to share her time with us and her wisdom and her knowledge. Thank you.
I am grateful for Guru Karen. I'm
glad we're laughing. I'm glad this all leads to laughter. Yes, it leads to joy. I love that. In the trainings that I've taught, I really love it when I get the feedback from some surprise faces after a few days when I've had the feedback when people have looked at me and said, "I never knew the spiritual path could be so fun." And I always think, you know, there's a reason that all these sadhus and everything have wandered around forever, because it can really be fun to connect with spirit. So thank you, everybody, for sharing that joy with me. I am spiritually joyful.
I am spiritually joyful.
Yeah, I think that's what it's really about. Okay, well, let's chant three long sat nams, and we will send that out into the beautiful solstice energy today. So inhale. Calls. I'm being directed that there are some beautiful spirits around us that we can rate at this point, some beings that may have left the planet, and we can guide them on their way home. So here we go. A call. And inhale, pull the light up to your arc line, to your third eye, project Sat Nam, project the infinity of the light out your arc line, energize, calibrate, and celebrate. And interlace your fingers and stretch up, up, up from the base of your spine. Stretch, 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 wiggle your toes, feel the earth, feel your feet, smile, and shake it out, and shake blessings on everybody on the call, on the earth, and everybody around you. And then placing your hands on your heart, breathing in into your own infinite self-value and your beautiful love that you emanate every minute. Thank you, beautiful goddesses.
Thank you.
Love being with you today, and we will reconvene on Thursday for our Voice of the Goddess call.
Okay, there's one more thank you I would like to put out there. I am thankful for your Deepak.
I am thankful for all guides and angels and beings here with us today and always, Yogi Bhajan. Guru Nanak, Baba Sri Chan, all the 10 Sikh gurus for the written word of the guru, and all angels and beings known and unknown. We're so grateful for them being with us in every moment. Sat Nam. Wahegudu. Sat Nam. Wahegudu. 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 Ah, beautiful. Okay. Well, if you want, just go stand on the grass and we'll all be breathing together, okay? We'll be together in spirit, and I will talk with you on Thursday.
Okay.
All right, Sat Nam.
What is the number for Thursday?
Same number.
Okay. What hour?
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
Okay. Sat Nam.
Bye.
Bye.